There's Laura Branigan and Gloria on BBC Tees. It's almost 10 past 11. This is Lisa with you until midday today, and then from midday, John Cain's in for John Foster with The Time of Our Lives. Another after two guests and plenty of great memories and chat as well. Now, according to new figures from the United Nations, the number of Britons living abroad has increased dramatically. The total number has risen from 1.4 million in 1990 to 5 million in 2013. And Australia is the most popular destination, with more than 1.25 million British expats. So what's so great about Australia? Well, Jamie Wilkinson emigrated to Perth in Western Australia 2 months ago and joined us this morning. G'day, Jamie.
G'day, mate.
You've got the accent already. Well, how's it going?
It's going really well, Lisa. It was obviously, it's quite a big decision to move to the other side of the world, and you never really know in the planning whether it's the right decision or not. But I can say, having been here 8 weeks, that it was.
So why Australia? What was it for you that made you want to go to Australia?
For me and my partner Janine, it came down to two things. One was the weather, predictably, and the other, I think, was just wanting a change, wanting a sort of sense of adventure. We'd been together living in the northeast. Well, I was born in the northeast and grew up there, but we've been sort of living together there for about 12 years, and I think we just both felt maybe it was time to do something different. And actually, one of the side effects of moving to Australia that I wasn't expecting was it's brought Janine and I closer together, because it's gives you a common goal, a common focus. Mm. And not that I was thinking we particularly needed that 2 months ago, but having done it, I think that's been one of the real benefits of doing it, having a communal focus.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned doing something different, going somewhere a little bit different. I mean, how different is the way of life over in Australia?
Well, they're quite big here on work-life balance. That's quite a valuable thing. For instance, the place I work here, there's a PR agency called Cummings Purple, and they have regular days where people bring their kids in and they do barbecues every Friday. There's a sort of a strong social element to the working day. It's not about staying out late with your colleagues and not spending time with your family. They try and bring that all together. So that's certainly different. I think the weather is a real issue as well. I mean, it sounds a bit of a cliche, but that's because it's true. We're in the depths of winter here in Perth, and it was 23 degrees today and completely clear blue skies, and it's been like that pretty much since we got here. And if you imagine, you know, 6 months from now, when the UK is in the depths of winter, it's not going to match that, is it?
Definitely. Our summer isn't even matching that so far, Jamie, so definitely not. And is there an expat community? You know, have you met many other, you know, fellow British people there?
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually. There are a lot of Brits here. I would say we've met more people who have an immediate British connection than Australian, actually. Give you an example. The first week we were here, we met a guy who is a Scot who moved out here 20 years ago. And one of the kind of Australian hallmarks is, I think, a generosity of spirit. And although he's Scottish and still has strong Scottish roots, he was very quick to invite us around for dinner. In fact, get this, Lisa. In the country 3 days, we go to dinner at his house, and we leave dinner, and he says, look, you guys, why don't you just take my car for as long as you need it? I don't use it as much as I used to. So we've essentially given us a car, so thank you, Ali Wallace, for that. But I think that, especially in Perth, there is a strong expat community. Certain suburbs of the city are almost exclusively British, actually. Certainly in the north of the city, it's pretty hard to hear an Aussie accent. It's all British.
Wow. I mean, that sort of community spirit, that's the sort of thing that we talk about being dead in parts of our region, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there is a flip side to that in Australia. I mean, I don't know if it's made the news there, but they've just pulled quite a sizable proportion of the budget for foreign aid. Australia is not particularly forward-thinking in terms of its immigration policy. You know, they're turning people away who are actually looking for asylum, who've gone to great lengths and dangers to get here by boat, and they're just not letting them into the country. They're sending them elsewhere. So it's a sort of peculiarity that, because, of course, the country that's been built on immigration, actually, and it is a bit peculiar that there seems to be quite a strong feeling here now that immigration is perhaps bad, which is odd given everybody's got some sort of foreign blood in them.
Yeah, funny, it hasn't made the headlines that I've seen here anyway, so it's interesting to hear that. 8 weeks in, though, Jamie, no regrets, no?
No, I don't think so. It was hard to start with. Weirdly, actually, the bit I found hardest was leaving you guys at BBC Tees. I think Don't tell Ali Brownie this.
Come on.
But, you know, I think when you're working with people in an environment day in, day out, and you enjoy your job, when that suddenly goes and you don't really see those people anymore and you don't have much contact with them anymore, it is a bit of a sort of period of mourning, actually. And that, for me, was harder than leaving friends and family, because we're seeing quite a lot of them on Skype. You know, technology makes staying in touch quite easy.
Yeah.
But that kind of daily ritual of being in an office with people you enjoy the company of and who are very good at what they do, I think was the hardest thing for me. But hopefully this new team here that I'm working with at this company will end up being as good as you guys were, and there'll be no regrets.
But is there an Ali Brownlee in your office?
Thankfully, no.
Jamie, it's so great to hear your voice. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us this morning. Jamie Wilkinson there, who you will be familiar with from BBC Tees. You've heard him on air many, many times. Moved to Australia 2 months ago. So far, no regrets except leaving Ali Brownlee behind. We're going to speak to somebody who went the other way. One Australian man who came to Teesside in just a minute. First, though, with the latest on the roads. Greg, morning.